Friends of the Devil, a Jerry Snyder novel, Caribbean Mystery Series, Volume 3. Written by Wayne Stennett and Stuart Matthews. Narrated by Nick Sullivan. Chapter 1. In addition to being a cheat and a liar, Karl Pappas was an extortionist, a thief, a retired lawyer, and a devout practitioner of Ashtanga Vinyasa Yoga. Pappas was also fabulously wealthy. From his private yoga gazebo on his private island off the secluded north coast of St. Thomas, Pappas held his Sukhasana pose, legs crossed, heart over pelvis, the top of his head over his heart, while ignoring the creaking, anguished complaints of octogenarian ligaments with the consistency of dry-rotted rubber bands by using the same professionally honed discipline he'd relied on to outmaneuver, corner, and metaphorically cut the throats of his opposition. Not to imply that Karl Pappas shed the blood of others. Direct murder was never in his toolkit, and after being the recipient of two attempts on his life, he was left for dead after both deeds and saved by passers-by. To Pappas, randomly encountering Good Samaritans only served as proof that the world was too chaotic for the murder business to be a truly lucrative venture. Pappas bent forward, uncrossed his legs, and planted his palms on the ground, feeling the energy of the earth flow up his aching wrists and elbows. Then he bit back his breath as he straightened his legs out behind him and touched the ground with everything from his cock and balls downward. Murder was a gambler's game with long odds, though Pappas knew a few men who'd struck it rich by caving in heads. But as rich as they were, they could have been richer. What they failed to understand was that many of those same pulped heads would have paid out a lot more money over long-term installments, but only if you left them unbashed and had, prior to meeting them, dug deep into their past. The real money was in blackmail, and that was where Pappas made his bones back in his heyday. However, now that he was retired from it, he'd learned what was the real pain-in-the-ass part of blackmail. Once engaged in it, you couldn't simply drop it. Extracting yourself cleanly from the profession didn't happen. There was no pension for retired blackmailers, and there were no investment houses who gently led men like Pappas into their golden years. As such, retirement was a misnomer. You fed that cat once, it would keep coming around.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?